Good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and welcome to the program As the Sun Sets. It's a time for us just to get together to thank God at the end of the day for the gift of this day. Today is the feast of St. John Mary Vianney, a great priest, a great parish priest, a very simple man. Many people thought he would never become a priest because he was just too stupid. He couldn't cope with his studies. He didn't know his Latin and all that sort of thing. And yet, he became one of the greatest parish priests of all time, John Mary Vianney. So we remember St. John Vianney today, and we pray for all those young men who are presently studying for the priesthood at our seminary here in Pretoria, the seminary of St. John Vianney. So, the elections are over, and I guess some people are very happy, some people are very sad, disappointed. Be that as it may, we come to the end of the day simply to say thank you to the Lord for the gift of this day. And so, let's begin by asking the Lord to be with us, to inspire us, and just to be with us as we pray and worship Him. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Reach out and love me.
I will make you the light of the nations, to bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Psalm 71, the psalm about the royal power of the Messiah. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people, and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people, and save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age, and he shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days, justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him, his enemy shall fall, and his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarsus and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. And before him all kings shall fall prostrate, and all nations shall serve him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will make you the light of the nations, to bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. The Lord will save the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live, and may the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing, and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains, and may its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth. And may his name be blessed forever, and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him, and all nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name, and let his glory fill the earth. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will save the poor, and from oppression he will rescue their lives. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants and prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. Our Gospel reading today is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But you, said Jesus, who do you say I am? And then Simon Peter spoke up. You are the Christ, he said, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because 'twas not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And so I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. And then he gave the disciples strict orders not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. And from that time, Jesus began to make it clear to his disciples that he was destined to go to Jerusalem and suffer grievously at the hands of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, to be put to death, and to be raised up on the third day. And then, taking him aside, Peter started to remonstrate with Jesus. Heaven preserve you, Lord, he said. This must not happen to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my path, because the way you think is not God's way, but man's. There were many people in the time of Jesus, and many people also in the time of Matthew, who had their doubts about Jesus. There was something interesting about him, something intriguing about Jesus. And that's why Jesus pops the question to them. You've seen everything I've been doing, and so on, and how the people come after me, and so on. Who do they think I am? And so they answer him. They say, well, you know, some say that that you're John the Baptist, come back to life again. And others say that you are Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets. So lots of people had different ideas about who Jesus was. And Jesus must have smiled to himself. And then he puts the question to the disciples. That's fine. That's what the people say. That's who the people say I am. But you've been with me now for some time. Who do you think I am? Who do you say the Son of Man is? And I guess those disciples looked at each other with big question marks on their faces. And it was Peter who pipes up and he says, well, Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Wow. Peter, the leader of the apostles, saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus says, "But you're a happy man, Peter, because, you know, on the surface of things, as you look at life and as you look at me today, it's not flesh and blood that could have convinced you that this is who I am. It's my Father in heaven." So a wonderful compliment to Peter. That is the Father speaking through Peter that says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus endorses this. He underscores this. And he praises Peter for this. And he goes even further and he says, "I'm going to make you the rock. It's on you, Peter. You are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church." So no bones about it. Jesus is saying quite simply, "Peter, you have professed me as the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you, Peter, on this rock, I will build my ecclesia, my church." So a great job ahead for Peter to be the rock, the foundation on which Jesus is going to establish his church. And Jesus says, "You're going to go through the waters like you've seen me walking on the waters, the rough seas and so on. I'm always there." And Jesus is saying, "I will be with you always. And the gates of the underworld will never hold out against you." So a great promise of the Lord to be with Peter. And whatever Peter decides will be held in on earth and in heaven. So really giving great power, great authority to Peter. But then he says, he gave the disciples strict orders not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. You see, many people believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Others didn't. And when they thought about the Messiah, they thought of somebody coming and reigning in glory, replacing the Roman authorities at the time. The people in the day of Matthew were disillusioned. The temple had been destroyed in the year 70. They are now living in the year 80. And Matthew was trying to encourage them. And he said, "Don't be disillusioned when you find that the Romans are still here. Don't be disillusioned when you find that Jesus doesn't seem to be around, that he doesn't seem to be with us, that we still continue to experience hardship and so on. Just know that Jesus said, 'I will be with you always.' You, Lord, you, Peter, are the rock on which I'm going to build the church." Jesus giving encouragement. Matthew giving encouragement to the people of his day. But then, in the last part of the gospel today, we hear Jesus telling Peter, of course, Peter says, "Lord, you are not going to die." Because Jesus says, "Yes, I'm the Messiah, but I'm going to die. I'm going to be a different sort of Messiah." And Peter says, "Heaven preserve you, Lord." He thinks now he really is the bee's knees. You know, Jesus has made him the rock on which he's building the church. And he says, "Heaven preserve you, Lord." He said, "This must not happen to you." And then Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." You know, in the one instance, a couple of sentences earlier, Jesus says, "You are Peter, on this rock I will build my church. It's my heavenly Father that's revealed all this to you." And now he says, "Get behind me. You're a stumbling block. You're an obstacle in my path. You're thinking the way man thinks, not the way God thinks. That the way of the Messiah is going to be through death in order to come to the resurrection." So there it is. And what I like about the gospel today and what the message of the gospel is that Jesus says Peter is going to be the rock, but Peter remains a frail, weak, broken human being. And the Lord says, "I will be with you always, Peter, and just know that you are the rock on which I'm building my church. Don't be an obstacle. Just know that God has his way. God has God's way of doing things. And if I am the Messiah, if I'm going to bring the good news to everybody, then I've got to travel the path which has been prepared for me and set out for me my Father in heaven. I must suffer and die. Don't be an obstacle. Don't say this may not happen to you. That's the path that the Father wants me to travel. And don't be an obstacle in carrying out that particular path that the Lord has for me." So Jesus really saying to Peter, "Peter, yes, I'm going to build my church upon you. But remember, that the Father has a path that I have to follow. Don't be an obstacle in that path. And so today I want to pray that you and I will have that conviction of Peter to say, yes, Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when we have problems and difficulties in trying to come to terms with our faith, with the church, with things that are being done and said and so on, never lose track. Just imagine the Lord saying to you, who do you say I am? And I pray that you will say with Peter, yes, Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And just know that it's not flesh and blood that's going to enable this for you to say this. It's not your degrees. It's not your better knowledge of things. It's your faith that makes you say and profess, yes, Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let's say that with conviction and ask the Lord to give us the grace and the faith of saying that. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is satisfied and filled with good things those who hungered for justice. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is satisfied and filled with good things those who hungered for justice. And now let us lift up our hearts in thankfulness to God our Father, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual gift. Lord, bless your people. Father, look on Pope Francis, our bishops, and all Christian leaders. Sustain their faith, their love, and their courage. Almighty God, we pray for our country, South Africa. May it promote justice and brotherhood in the world. We pray for all who live the Christian life. Father, look on them with kindness, and see in them the face of your beloved Son. Remember those who have consecrated themselves to you to serve you in the religious life. Enrich them in their poverty, love them in their chastity, and lighten their hearts in obedience to you. And give rest to those who have died in Christ. And tonight I want to pray for all those people who died yesterday at the polls. And particularly I'd like to pray this evening for the mother of Tsidi Ramukhasi, a great friend and benefactor of Radio Veritas. Her mother died last night, and we pray that the Lord grant her eternal rest and comfort and strength in Tsidi and her family. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty and merciful God, by your grace, St. John Mary Vianney was remarkable for his zeal as priest and pastor. help us by his example and prayers to win our brethren for Christ by love and to share with them in eternal glory. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Father Sam Fortuna singing for us the beautiful prayer of Mary, the Magnificat. And that brings us to the end of our evening prayer. Thank you very, very much for joining me. It's always lovely to have you with me. Traveling on the road, do drive carefully, get home safely, and know that your loved ones are waiting for you. May you have a quiet evening, a night with the Lord, and I'll be back with you. No, I won't. Tomorrow I'm going to be having my infusion, so Chania will be with you tomorrow morning. So from me, Father Emil, good night. And God bless.